Down to the Wire. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Very difficult issue. You know, it looks like now if when the bill comes out, it'll be a mandatory bill.
With a July 1st implementation looming of the Vermont law on GMO labeling, the U.S. Senate is apparently going down to the wire in hopes of passing legislation to counter that law that would be acceptable for all states. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall.
To me, this issue is not about what's in my food. It's more about people not trusting science when it comes to dealing with their food. And they don't want, the customers don't want us as farmers to use those technologies. And what they don't understand, they really don't understand what they're asking for. Because with that goes our ability to protect our soil and water, the ability not to use so many chemicals. There's so many good things that comes out of using the technologies and biotech that is what Americans would agree with if they just understood it.
Duvall says American farmers are the most productive and yet produce the safest food supply in the world. But to continue doing that and feeding the global population explosion, biotechnology has to be included in their toolbox, and urban lawmakers and their constituents have to be educated on the science behind GMOs.
And I think that's not a majority of the people. I think it's a loud minority of the people that's voicing an opinion about GMO and GMO labeling. And I think what we got to do is find a way to communicate with that representative or congressman or senator's constituent to let them better understand what the technologies are so that they'll have more comfort level with science around food production.
Again, only a few days left for Congress to pass legislation on GMO labeling and get approved by the president before the Vermont law goes into effect. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.